Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. Today's episode is an amazing throwback speech that Gary gave about his true thoughts on hustle, happiness, hard work, and family. We hope you enjoy.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
A lot of people don't spend 2 weeks consuming my stuff, so they see a headline or two and they're like, yo, hustle this or hustle that. I always talk about sleeping a lot. I also always talk about, like, if you love it, you know, look, anybody here, like, and definitely anybody listening or watching, if you really love it, like, for real, not like you're kind of saying it because you're trying to get through your life, if you really love it, it truly isn't feel like work. Like, school felt like work. And that was only like 9 to 3 with tons of breaks in between, and that was devastating. You know, my audiobook, reading it, I'm only halfway through. That's work.
You look like you were in hell. I was watching the video today, yeah. Right?
It's not easy for me, man. Like, I don't like it. And so, like, I know what not liking it feels like and what work feels like. You know, being an entrepreneur for me, running businesses, putting out content, doing my thing, does not feel like work. I mean, look, I talk a lot about hard work. There's not a whole lot of content coming for me on the weekends. There, you know, I take 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks of vacation a year. Like, what I'm doing is I'm maximizing my 15 hours a day those during the week. But if my only kryptonite is the health of my family. From the day I left school in May of 1998 to this moment, I've always been the operating partner of a business every day. Every day.
I think that gets blown by.
Yeah,
like, people get stuck
look,
in the noise.
Look, I think people should, and that's life, people get caught up in sizzle over steak every day of the week. But I like that because I think I'm kind of playing to that a little bit. I think I'm forcing that narrative because I'm a fan of the reveal. Like, aha, I told you. Like, I like being underestimated. I prefer it. I'm more comfortable in it. And so, you know, yeah. I mean, and ultimately, I also don't care. Like, the truth is going to speak. Like, you're not gonna build a $1 billion by accident business. Like, either you're good enough or you're not. And so I know how this plays out other than the health and well-being of myself and my family. There's no shot I don't achieve enormous business success in my life. I'm too good at it.
Yeah, it's interesting though. I mean, because you say that you don't care, and I know you don't. And that reptile part of your brain,
yeah.
I very much admire.
Yes.
But then I've also gone on Reddit because I've spent fucking 2 weeks doing this and seeing you
interact with people.
Interact.
Do it all
Slate
the time.
Slate said something like 80% of your tweets are freaking replies.
Yep.
Which, that was staggering.
I have empathy for people that don't see it my way, and I want to show them. I'm so thankful that somebody consumes my content that even if they say I'm a charlatan and a snake oil salesman, I want to show the respect of them engaging in my content to reply and have the conversation because I'm intrigued by the insight of what they're saying. I'm in tune with how I'm perceived by engaging with people that started off by thinking I was shit. And I also am empathetic. I'm a pretty funny character in a snippet. 2 weeks full consumption, you gotta read, you know, 28 seconds in a stream in the right moment. I'm not super fun for a lot of people. Plus, I'm also a suffocator. I will suffocate shit. The reason I think I'm helping people is I'm suffocating bullshit. Like, no, this is not the president's fault. No, this is not your boss's fault. Like, this is, you're insecure. And like, you're insecure probably because your mom's a piece of shit, so we need to talk about that. That's not a conversation that people are excited about. Like, hey, guess, great news, your boss isn't a dick, your mom's fucked up. Let's talk about it. Not as interesting. It's much more fun to say my boss is a dick. But that's not what's happening. So let's have that conversation. I'm willing to go there because I think I'll win in the end. I think I'm bringing value. And I take people's attention very seriously, and I will never take it for granted. And it manifests in me being a kind guy. It also manifests in me engaging with things that hurt my feelings. I'm super pumped that my 4th grade friends and my 6th grade teachers and people are coming out of the woodworks. I am not that thoughtful about it. I am tripling down on who I am. I was super charismatic and nice as shit to everybody long before I ever thought that anybody would even know who I was, because that's my DNA and how I was raised. So, you know, it's funny. I didn't grab you that way. Like, I get it. And and it runs through my mind.
Yeah.
I'm very aware that there's eyes on me, and now it's gotten completely batshit crazy. Like, it's super weird. But the best part is, bro, it's exhausting playing a character. I have the most energy, but I would never be able to win that game because I would have a vulnerability.
Well, it comes out. It's going to
You will never win. All this shit does is exposes who you actually are. And so, I just like people. I just like them. Plus, I like looking because I like to learn from it. Like, I don't know, it's a good place for me. The world becoming more people-centric and at scale, that became a really good thing for me, man. Like, that really worked out for me. My impact is extraordinary, and I'm in a totally different place, and I'm really impacting people, and that's really cool. Like, you know, I don't think people understand what it feels like when people send you emails about being homeless and now being better, or like just really, and I really go into emotional places with my entrepreneur talk. Like, I go to there, you know, I go there, and so I'm enjoying myself tremendously, and I'm very, you know what? I'm very aware, like, that coming back and shaking your hand in that moment, like, is a good thing, that people will understand that. I almost am having one macro version of that with myself right now. I know that doing all these right things are gonna lead to some pretty extraordinary attention. I mean, I genuinely believe that everybody on earth will know who I am. I genuinely believe that.
That's so true to you, that's what I would say.
Brother, it's not, it's, you have to understand, it's binary. There's just no event. Even like, there's no event. I mean, I guess I could hit my head, like maybe a boulder, like maybe I have some real, I don't meditate because I'm scared to change who I am.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that, but I ran out of time. But you don't meditate.
I don't,
Tim
I believe
Ferriss
it.
Tim Ferriss has not gotten you to freaking meditate.
Nope.
With Tony Robbins.
No, I feel in a very, very good place, and I really am excited about one core thing. The fact that I've become cool to a lot of young people is a big deal, because now I've crossed a chasm into a different place where I'm able to redefine characteristics of coolness that excite me. If I can achieve making self-awareness and patience and gratitude and empathy cool characteristics of an alpha male, I might have a real fucking impact, man. And honestly, I have that audacity. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny, people that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, "Prepare to have your favorite podcast ruined. Occasionally I try to listen to another podcast, but I always go back to Gary within minutes. Gary is so user-focused that there is absolutely zero of the fluff that plagues other podcasts. All killer, no filler, been listening every day for 2 years and not stopping anytime soon. Thank you so much for that kind review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode."